Yep, I hear you. I hear you on that. What was the comment I was going to make about
K-E-8-L-A-X.
What hobby do you think leads to the most mess? Is it your ham radio hobby, or is it another hobby? And, yeah, I've got a couple radios, too. Well, I have a couple radios I bought and sold back and forth between myself and the same person I bought it from originally. And then years ago, I remember one of my first HF radios, I picked up a used TS-520 from a gentleman out in, Lapeer, and I had it for about 2 months and then sold it back to him, and I kind of regretted that because I like the audio from the 520. Just, I don't know, the only way I can describe it is full bodied, I guess. So that's how I would put it. So I ended up buying another one from another person, but I've had a couple other radios that I have bought and sold back and forth. I've got another friend, well, he's a silent key now, but he was very much notorious for that. There were, on more than one occasion, we might be traveling back from a ham radio swap, you know, maybe in Ohio or something like that, and we're chatting on the radio as we're driving back, and he's already making plans to sell it as we're driving. You know, the radio he just picked up, he's already making plans to sell before we even get back home, so it was just, I think that was like his side hobby, I think. I think he really did kind of enjoy, you know, buying and selling radios. That was something I think was fun for him.